The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Reb Shimshon and Reb Yehuda Beanstock and families in honor of their parents, Max and Gail Beanstock of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. May the merit of the Torah studied through this volume bring them and their families continued gesunt, Nachas and Parnasa Berevach, Admeya Ve'esrim Shana.
As a continuation of our discussion on the mitzvahs of Yishuv Aretz and Kedushas Aretz, we started the sugya back on Kuf Yud Amud Beis, where the Gemara says, Kol mi she'dor be'etzol, doymen le'mi she'yesh le'aloika, v'kol mi she'gor b'chutz l'aretz, doymen le'mi she'en le'aloika, the Gemara says, that it's similar to David Avodizora, a little bit of a shocking psak on somebody who's living in chutz l'aretz. The Gemara brings the pasuk. Ki geshuni ayoyim David HaMelech says, "Mistapech menachlas Hashem leimol lechol." Leaving Eretz Yisrael, leaving the nachlas Hashem, is similar to saying, "Avoid alekim acherim, avoid alehim acherim." V'chiyam mi omer le David leich avoid alehim acherim, el leimol lechol kol ador b'chutz la'etz kilu oyvid avodes kachok. In the context of a deeper understanding of what this is, do we say that Reb Kiveger, the Chasam Sofer, the Chofetz Chaim, the Rajma, the Ritva, and the Rambam were doime lemishein le'aloika? What are Chazal meaning to teach us about living in Eretz Yisrael in the context of also understanding why the sugis of mitzvahs Yishuv Haaretz and the kedusha, the special and unique status of Eretz Yisrael, and the madreg of living in Eretz Yisrael, what that has to do with Maseches Ksubis, why this was chosen as the finale to Maseches Ksubis? I'd like to open up a discussion me'inyan le'inyan on a Gemara in Kiddush and Aflam Chesam Adays. The Gemara says over there, Kol mitzvah shechoyvas aguf. The Mishnah over there says that there are mitzvahs that are choyvas ho'adoma. There are mitzvahs that are tolly in the land. Only the mitzvahs which are tolly in the land are tolly in Eretz Yisrael. Mitzvahs that are tluyas bo'oretz, if one is living in chutz l'oretz, there's no mitzvahs, no mitzvah of chumas, ma'isvahs, oral acclaim, so on and so forth. It's tolly shesaret. Mitzvah shechoyvas aguf, which the mitzvah is a mitzvah in the Mekayim. The din is gam b'chutz lo. The Gemara brings a pasuk, Eila achukim ha-mishpotim, kol ha-yom ma-sha'atim chayim al-adama. Your whole life, you have to be Mekayim, all the mitzvahs, the chukim, mishpotim, the Torah. Now, the achroinim ask a kasha, that the Maraponim and the Yerushalmi dash is a different pasuk. The pasuk says in Krishma, we say it three times a day, v'avadte mehero. And thereafter, the pasuk says, even though you're not in Eretz Yisrael anymore, so all the mitzvahs of tefillin, mezuzah, and obviously all other mitzvahs are noig even b'chutz l'aretz. So why do we need a separate drasha of ele hachukim v'mishpatim kol hayom hashatem chayim ala adam? Another point to bring up is there's a famous medrash which the Ramban brings, Rashi brings similarly from the Sifri. There's a pasuk, Atzivi lichot tziyunim shetiyu mitzuyonim b'mitzvois chazal darshin, that even when Klai Yisrael is in chutz l'aretz, you would think that Klai Yisrael shouldn't be mekayim mitzvos anymore. Hatzivi lichot tziyunim, you should keep your identity as Torah Yidin even when you're in chutz l'aretz, in order that when you come back to Eretz Yisrael you should be able to be mekayim the mitzvos. Should sound like being mekayim the mitzvos in chutz l'aretz is not be'etzem a chiyuv. It's only practice in order, like chinuch, like a 12-and-a-half-year-old putting on tefillin in order to be ready for his bar mitzvah. We do, for 2,000 years in Golus, we only do mitzvahs in order to be ready. Doesn't seem to fit with our hashkofa, our way of looking at things. Chiv to be a Torah is a chiv to be a Torah. It has to do with living in Eretz Yisrael. So the Medrash over there says, to explain this a little bit better, this is the kashas asked by the Gedolei Achronim. The Medrash over there says, "Moshe leMelech shegirish ishtoi lebeis avio, va'omalo talbishi techshitech." A Melech divorced was upset at his wife. Not divorced his wife. He banished his wife lebeis avio to teach her a lesson that she should be obedient. And he said to her, "Talbishi techshitech, that you should be. It should be nicker that you are still the wife of the Melech." It shouldn't be fremd. It shouldn't be new to you when you come back to the king's palace. You should be murgal in wearing your takshitim. So it sounds like that from the Medrash, it sounds like this inyan of whether it would be a havamin and not to be mekayim mitzvah chutzlach, and the only reason to be mekayim the mitzvah is in order to be ready to be mekayim the mitzvahs when we come back to Eretz Yisrael by the Gula Hasida, that's only legabi mitzvahs which you could compare, or the aspect of mitzvahs which are compared to tachshitim. This needs a hesber. I would explain it as follows. Every mitzvah has in it the distinct Maisa mitzvah. The Rabban Shalom was mitzvah. We're mitzvahim. We follow his command. Not only that, but we understand that every mitzvah is given to us l'tayelus. Every mitzvah is mekadosh us. The mitzvahs that we do with every aver is mekadosh that aver. There are certain mitzvahs which are done with the eyes, with the head, with the nose, with the arms. Every mitzvah has its part of a person that it gives kedusha, it gives a salus, it gives dveikus b'Hashem to. That's each mitzvah kishalatzvah. But then there's something else. There's something called shlemus. A yid, besides for doing mitzvahs and constantly upgrading and improving himself, as an end result, again, it's not something that we could achieve on a minute-to-minute basis, but as an end result, the Mesillas Yesharim says the purpose of our lives is to reach a state of shlemus. Shlemus is not a collection of protim, of mitzvahs and daf and gemara that a person learns. Shlemus is an endpoint where a person lives a reality of being totally connected. Every one of his ramach evam v'shasagidim is connected to Rabban Shalom. He lives with, for, and by the Rabban Shalom in total. It's a sum total of all his efforts, but it's a separate and distinct mitzius than just the maisa mitzvahs and the averus that he avoids as units, as individuals. Shleimus is obviously something that we cannot achieve when we're living in Chutzlart. It's not Shaykh, because we're missing so many mitzvahs. Like we pointed out 2 shiurim ago, Ani Yeshena V'libi Er, the Pasuk says, Chazal Dashna B'zman Hazeh, we only have 270 mitzvahs. What type of Shleimus is that? Ani Yeshena, the Medrash describes, Klaiso, we're as if we're sleepwalking. V'libi Er, we're alive, we're on life support. Ani Yeshena, Be'etzem, we're missing so much Shleimus we don't have. To be mekayim each mitzvah, of course, there's no reason to be mechalik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lartz. O Yid, I know after the Kutcha Berichu and Chutz Lartz, the same way I know after the Kutcha Berichu and Eretz Yisrael. Each mitzvah, kisha la'atzmoy, is a chiyuv and a privilege, a schus, as well as a mechayiv. However, when we're talking about mitzvahs in terms of shleimus, there would be a havamina that a yid who's living in chutzlot, since he can't achieve shleimus anyways, so there's certain aspect of his mitzvah performance that he's missing. Moedi tochen, that the tachshitim that's referred to in the above medrash of the melech shegirish ishtoi are the mitzvahs which speak to the shleimus ha'adam in total. Namely, the mitzvahs of tefillin and tzitzis. Tefillin is makif the whole person. Tefillin tzitzis shokul kechol atayag mitzvahs. Tefillin is a tachshit. V'ro kolami oiz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. That's a sum total of everything in a person. There would be a havamina that the tachshitim of a person, since we don't live loy aleinu, we don't have any more the ability until Mashiach comes to reach a state of shleimus b'mitzvahs. So memel the tachshitim of the mitzvahs, which are makif, we don't have. And sure enough, bizman hazeh, our tefillin, our tzitzis are different tzitzis. Tzitzis are not only tzitzis. Tzitzis have an itcheles, which is doim l'kisei hakovid. It's the sum total of a person's status as being connected to the kisei hakovid. We don't have bizman hazeh. Tefillin, as opposed to just putting on as a maisa mitzvah, instead of it being the tachshit that a person wears his whole life, a yid goes, every Jewish male, he is given the privilege of carrying the tachshit of tefillin with him wherever he goes. We don't have that. We put on tefillin every morning. As a ma'aseh mitzvah, it's part of our avodas ha'tefillah, but it's not a way of life where we wear tefillin the whole day. That's also been taken away from us because we don't have that ability of shleimus anymore. What do we have? We have that we serve the Rabban Shalom. Each ma'aseh mitzvah, each daf gemara, each chesed, each tefillah, each bit of shviris hamidus, we serve the Rabban Shalom piece to piece. But the sum total is something that we're missing lo'aleinu to a certain extent. We do have it, but in total, the ultimate shleimus ha'adam we only have when we're back in Eretz Yisrael. So there would be a havamina. There would be a havamina that maybe that one shouldn't be mekayim any mitzvahs at all. That we have a pasuk of. That's the pasuk that we have. Elachukum ha'mishpatim kol hayom hashat chayim ol adama. The answer to the question why that tzivi l'chot tziyunim is not. Why the pasuk in Krishma is not a is not a makor, is because maybe there would be a half a minute from there that the only reason why we put on tefillin and tzitzis and all the mitzvahs is only as a reminder. It's like the melech with the ishtoi. The kamashma and the chiddush is that the mitzvahs eila chukma mishpatim kol ayomim is that we have the mitzvahs, we have the full mitzvahs. They're not only a reminder. So there's two distinct dinim. The Torah was mechadish that all the mitzvahs we do in chutzla, it's the same way we do in Eretz Yisrael, that we have a makor from eila chukma mishpatim. The din that there are certain mitzvahs which be'etzem are not shayach to us in chutz la'aretz because they denote shleimus, and that's something that we don't have, and that we do in chutz la'aretz, or we carry out their practice in chutz la'aretz as an exercise in being fresh in our avodas, and that when we come back there to Yisrael, when we come back to a state of shleimus, we have those mitzvahs. That's a separate din. That's shayach to certain mitzvahs. Let's take this a step further. If we're talking already about two different madregas of avdus, of being, I know avdu de kutche brichu, there's one level called the person does a maisa mitzvah. He serves the Rebbein Shem, connects the Rebbein Shem. There's another thing. When a person does maisa mitzvahs, when he learns Torah, when he does chesed, he's oisik in the sum total of becoming an adam hasholem. And we're saying that's two different avoidas. There's one avoida, mitzvah to mitzvah, avoida to avoida, and then there's the sum total of entering a state of perfection that we don't have till lost and loving. A marriage, the connection between the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael, is also compared to a marriage. The whole Shir Shirim is based on that metaphor, also has that. There's a certain holach yelech of married life where a husband does for his wife, a wife does for her husband, he has his jobs, he takes out the garbage, he brings home a paycheck, she cooks supper. Everybody knows their role and they play their role, and there's a certain being okay with everybody playing their role. Marriage is something, is supposed to be something more. Marriage is supposed to be a union of two people who are half people without each other, and with each other they form a complete unit of shleimus ha'odom, shleimus ha'nefesh. The Gemara starts, the sugis and ksubis start with all the sugis of psula, b'ula. The Gemara says in the beginning of the Masechta Daf Ches, I think, that ein odom, ein isha kereses bris elo, im misha oisa oisa kli, which means that when she was formed into a kli, that she became from the sula to a bu'ula, that she's now capable of bringing children into the world, she's a kli to bring the Rebbeinu Shel's bracha to the world, she forms a bris of shleimus, of unity, of oneness together with her husband. That's the ultimate state of marriage. Marriage is not just about everybody doing their, keeping up a performance and doing their thing and making sure not to step on the other's toes while carrying out their duties. Marriage is a totally different state. A person with a marriage, a person without a marriage, a man, a man cannot reach any type of shleimus unless he has a place to express his shleimus. He can have every mile in the world. The tamchoch mufli, who doesn't have a happy home life, doesn't have a place to be whole. He's a kli shover. He's not a whole person. The relationship between ish v'ishe that's expressed in Maseches Ksubis, the b'sula b'ula, we see a Mari de Gazach, we're learning the sugis of Yishuv Haaretz, of Kedushas Haaretz. The last haftarah of the Shevet and Achamta, the haftarah of Pashas Netzovim, says that when Klai Yisrael comes back to Eretz Yisrael, that the, compares the Sois Tosis, compares the relationship between Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael to Achos Nakala, and the Pasuk expresses, the Novi Yeshaya expresses the relationship, the consummation of Klal Yisrael's relationship with Eretz Yisrael. Ki boi aleichom Hashem tzvokis. B'ula, b'sula, what does that have to do with Eretz Yisrael? The person, with all his raw energy, with all his koiches hanefesh, if he doesn't have the place to actualize, if he can't walk into his house and he can't actualize his potential of shleimus by having a place of nitzchias, by building a home, building a family, creating a place, a kli, which is a mokim that's roi fashros hashchina, all the koiches that he has don't come to anything. A person could be mekayim mitzvahs his whole life, but ultimately the reason why we need and the reason why we're mispalel to get back to Eretz Yisrael, to come back to a state of completion, living in Eretz Yisrael, living in the proximity of the Mokam HaShchina, is because we understand that without that, all our koiches and all the mitzvahs we do cannot bring us to a state of full shleimus. That is literally the same thing as what we're saying with a person with all the milus and all the mitzvahs that he does, but if he doesn't have a completeness, he doesn't have a unity with his wife, he doesn't have a place of nitzchis, he doesn't have the kli to bring out his potential. So Maseches Ksubis is really the metaphor, is really the place where the relationship between Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael is discussed. That's literally the story of our last few dafim. The mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz is the mitzvah similar to the mitzvah of marriage in that way. The mitzvah of Yishuv Aretz is for a yid to live in the place. We discussed in the previous room, there's the aspect of being mekayim all of Tayag mitzvahs, not just 270 mitzvahs. There's the aspect of living in the place where one has proximity, where one can grow in Torah and Avodah, where one lives in a place where the hashgachah pratis is felt b'chol tzad v'shal. All that is inherent in the skula of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. All that is inherent on a lower level in the Kedusha, every single person in his own marriage. Ksuba has to do with the relationship between man and wife, not only in terms of privilege, not only in terms of enjoying life together, of experiencing life together, but also in terms of commitment. A shibud of a ksuba is a monetary chiyuv. There's all the chiyuv that we discussed in the Masechta. A husband has to a wife has to a husband. There's the faithfulness between them. There's the shibud, the sense of commitment between them. The momentistic mechayev, the emotional mechayev between a husband and a wife. All that is true in Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has a shtak suba with Eretz Yisrael. That shtak suba is called mitzvah shmitah. Ba'avoyin shmitah niglu Klal Yisrael me Eretz Yisrael. Living in Eretz Yisrael is not only a privilege, but it's a mechayev. So that way also, being that Eretz Yisrael is the place where we consummate our ability, our shlemus, our ability to be anoshim shlemim, and man consummates his ability to be a sholem by unifying, by connecting, by being one together with his wife, the relationship is called Bayalech, the relationship over here is called Bayalech. Ein isha kareses bris elo, im isha oisa oisa kli. Ein Eretz Yisrael kareses bris, except when Klal Yisrael is oisa oisa kli. Dvarim, the Mekubolim talk about in the Sheva Sviros, Chesed, Gvura, Teferes, Yisoid, Hoid, Yisoid, Netzach, Hoid, Yisoid, Malchus, that Malchus is Eretz Yisrael, the Malchus of a person, in a physical sense, is also his wife. Malchus, Begufa Shalom, the way the Svarim describe Malchus, the Malchus of Kol Ish V'Ish B'Yisrael is Beguf Shalishtoi. Why? Because that's his place where he connects with his ability to live, to leave over Nitzchis in the world. Person's ability, through his wife, to be Menatzech himself, to have a Mokhma Shura Sashkina, to leave over Doiris, which continue till Mashiach comes, Ad Seif Kol Adoris. All that is part of the shlemus of a person. The shlemus of Eretz Yisrael gives Klal Yisrael as one unit the ability to have that mokum nitzchis, which is the shlemus, not just in doing mitzvahs and learning Torah, but in creating an umma shlema, creating an adam hasholem. All of Eretz Yisrael is one, all of Klal Yisrael is one, all of Klal Yisrael is ki'ish echad, b'lev echad, only when we're in Eretz Yisrael. It's mainly the fitting finale for the all the inyanim, the commitments, the shibudim, the dinim of Maseches Ksubis is truly the mitzvah of Yishuv Haaretz and the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem Shemim mezakeh us, we should be zeiche all of us in our individual lives to a mokum of Hashuras Hashchina. We should be zeiche all of us in our collective life together as Eretz Yisrael to the mokum Hashuras Hashchina. The shichnei sidrushu to be mekayim, not to be ani yishenim libier, but to be anier. To be completely one with the Rabbanu Shalom, the Shlemus of living with the Rabbanu Shalom, connecting with the Tayag Mitzvahs. Amen v'amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.